Chevra, first of all the Torah tonight, all the Chizik tonight, all the Cyrus tonight should be it's being sponsored for Shalema, for a little boy who had a procedure done today. Mirat Hashem should have complete refuos, complete yeshuos. It's sponsored by his grandparents. Parents are people I'm very, very close to Talmidim, Talmidot, very, very special people. The whole family. The whole family is a family. Both parents' families who I feel very, very close to and are very, very special people in my life. And Amir Tashem should complete refuos, complete yeshuos, and all the Torah, the chizik osar should be as chus for the refuah. And people should take down the name to daven over the next few days, for sure. Eitan Aryeh ben Liora Tikva, Fushleim Absoch Sharach El Yisrael.
Amen.
So last night we had the vort for my bechor for Shmuel Yaakov. I was thinking a lot, not just last night, over the last week and a half since he became a chassan, about that stage. You know, new, for me personally, it's like this incredible new stage of life. Thinking about having a child who's going to be married. Bringing a new child into our mishpacha. Very beautiful, all simcha, but new, different. But also was thinking a lot about that maneuvering and transitioning from the life of being single to the life of being married. We have Charlie B'chassan here as well. It's Hashem B'shatayv in a few weeks. All simcha and bracha. And that's, it's a big change. It's an exciting change. To change full of hope, full of joy. But it's definitely a change. But I think mostly in a good way. All in a good way, just still transition. It still could be somewhat challenging. And one of the biggest areas that is a challenge, albeit shouldn't be, is learning his complete hisbatlus. Now, part of what marriage is, Baruch Hashem, even as we're not chasanim yet, or Baruch Hashem dating and thinking about moving on to that stage of life, is complete hisbatlus, nullification towards somebody else. Being willing to really, sincerely put someone else above yourself. I was thinking if, you know, is my son ready for that? Charlie, are you ready for that? Sure. Obviously, when there's love, there's a desire to do that, but to mamish do that always, is anybody ready for that? And then I was thinking on the other end, how could we not be? That's why one of the reasons I'm mechazik, my Talmidim, and Chevra looking around knows this very, very deeply, to spend summers in Camp Hask. I feel there's it's an incredible makom to learn that more than anywhere else in the world, maybe. To learn what it is to give of yourself, to sacrifice yourself, to put others above yourself 24/7, which is the key to being an incredible husband and the key to being an incredible father and ultimately the key to being an incredible person. Say it as it is. But shouldn't it be that way naturally? Meaning, derech, isn't what we're supposed to be learning from the youngest of ages, derech eretz kadmo l'torah, and to be a giving person, a caring person, an empathetic person, a person who puts others above themselves. But unfortunately, sadly, it's harder to find than it should be. And my wife always asks me and talks to me about, specifically this year, and she wants to know, you know, how often is it that I talk about these topics of ben adam chaveiro and giving oneself? And she's like, when she overhears the weeks when she's still around in the kitchen or chesnish, you know, cooking late, and she wants to, she overhears, and she hears certain topics that are spoken about a lot, you know, and being mechazek amelus b'torah and shmir sinayim and whatever the, you know, and obviously a lot of amun and a lot of talk of the Eibishter, but like, and which are all very, very important. She understands that, but she feels we have to be mechazik this, and she sees it because she sees a lot of my talmidim, and she has a lot of the talmidim who she She sees beautiful midos in, but sadly, a lot of talmidim and a lot of people that we don't see beautiful midos in. And the midos of putting others above ourselves, the midos of constantly looking to help, constantly looking to do for others, to be completely thankful, be a gracious person, be someone who's thankful for people that do for them in a very, very real way. The midos we should all have, which are the midos that will be the foundation of having an incredible marriage. Because someone who's married has to understand that one is no longer an individual. You become one. Mamash, it's the Torah from last week's parasha. It's the Torah I share with Chassan and Kalu, and they become a Chassan Kalu very often. And we know there's a Chazal Chassan Doim Elamelech. Chassan Doim Elamelech. A Chassan is comparable to a king, which would make a Kalu Doim Elamalka to a queen. I didn't share this Torah with my son yet in this Kala. I have to maybe tomorrow night at the table, Mirtz Hashem. So what does it mean, Chassan Doim Elamelech? What does it mean that a Chassan's a king? What does that mean? And a Kala's a queen? What does this mean? Never forget this Torah. And it's really from last week's parasha. What do we find in last week's parasha? Parasha's Miketz. We find that Yosef HaTzadik interprets the dreams of Paro. Right? Paro has dreams. 7. And Yosef HaTzadik interprets the dreams. 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. Now, if you look in the Pesukim, Paro had his own Chartume Mitzrayim. Paro had his own interpreters. And they, Rashi explained, they said you'd have 7 daughters that would pass away. Paro has a dream. Does he know what MS is in the dream? It's a dream. Meaning, yes, a dream is 1/60th of the Nevuah. Yes, there's a lesson being taught. But what's the MS? I don't know. So he has his own people who I assume got some right over the years. And those people told him one way of interpreting dream. Yosef HaTzadik, this guy in jail, the slave in jail, who did get a couple right, is telling him something else. Why do you trust Yosef over his own people? How does he know Yosef is correct? So I saw this, I believe, in Oznayim L'Toyer of Zalman Tzoratzkin years ago. He says so beautifully. He says, Paro looked at himself and says, I'm king. And if I'm king, I don't just dream for myself individually. I dream for my entire kingdom. I dream for everybody. His interpreters were giving him interpretations just for him. Pashnish, that can't be for me. Yosef was for the 7 years, plenty of 7 years, and that's for everybody. You know what it means to be a king? You know what it means to be a chassan daim al-melech? It means until that point you're an individual. And as an individual, you can make individual decisions. Where am I going to spend my summer? Where am I going to go to yeshiva? What am I going to chvesnish, focus on in college? What do I want to do parnasa-wise? These are all decisions you're making in a certain selfish way. And selfish is not always a negative connotation. It has to be that way. That's how I grow as an individual. The moment I become a chassan, I'm doim al-melech. Every goal, every aspiration, every dream is together with my kingdom. My kingdom is my wife. And b'shatayva one day my family. And to live in such a way. Who's able to live in such a way? Someone who already has the foundation of his vatlus. The foundation of I understand that I'm giving to others, I'm caring for others, I'm putting others above myself. Then I'll do it for my wife and for my children. The midah. A midah. So let's learn about this midah a little deeper. Because Beis Hashem, you already is a chassan. The rest of you should be b'shatayv at the right time, the right person. Amen. But it's a midah, I believe, of life. We're saying it for a chassan, but because it's obviously very much in the forefront of my brain right there, in my heart right now with my son. But emes is, it's for all of us, even at every stage of life. So there's a famous Arizal that I'm sure you've all heard. I don't know how many of us are mekayim this Arizal. In Shaar Kavanos, the Arizal says that before we daven, what kavana should we have? But literally, we should say it. And if a lot of my siddur mitog mitzvah, I daven from it has in the siddur. Some dorm has. If not, you should know this Arizal. Are you supposed to what? Be makabel? What are you saying? You got it? Oh, you have to be makabel atzmi to accept upon myself the mitzvah of haftu lecha kamocha. That before I start davening, one is supposed to accept upon themselves the mitzvah of Hatzriach HaKamocha. On one hand, that's beautiful, incredible. On the other hand, have you ever thought, if you've learned that before, and if you've said that before, and it's kedai to start. Rizal was a big man. It's good to follow. L'maisu, ma'in yin shmita yitzar Sinai. Like, really, what does it have to do with anything? I'm about to daven to connect Hashem. I'm about to daven. What do we do during davening? I build a deeper relationship with Hashem. I praise Hashem. I thank Hashem. I ask of Hashem. Suddenly, I have to start that whole process by saying, "Mekavol atzmi v'hafterecha kamocha." Like, really? You ever think about what is that all about? Like, why? Why? I always thought one way to understand it was that v'hafterecha kamocha means I'm going to give myself to others. I'm going to care for others. I'm going to do for others. If you're mekabel atzmacha, atzmacha gemocha, surely midi kenegemid, Hashem will do for you in return. Just like you're going to be mekabel atzmacha gemocha, you're trying to say, Hashem, you have to keep your Torah as well. I'm going to be mekabel atzmi to care for others, to give to others. It's Eberster, you care for me. You also mekayim atzmacha gemocha. That's one way, maybe. But I saw this week, Mamish, from the Hilge Ber Moshe, the Azar Avar, a tremendous Torah. That's really all we want to talk about tonight. He says, why is it, you know, we have this mitzvah of Ahavta Elecha Kamocha. We have this mitzvah, that Klal Gadol B'Torah, this mitzvah of Ahavta Elecha Kamocha, to love every single Jew, to care for every single Jew, to have real obvious Yisrael. Real obvious Yisrael is not just for the people we like and that we spend time with. Real obvious Yisrael is not just for our family. It's every single Yid. I love every Yid. I care for every Yid. It doesn't matter what type of yarmulke he's wearing, and it doesn't matter where he lives, and doesn't matter which hashkachas he holds by, and doesn't matter what level shir he's in whatever yeshiva might be. Every yid the same. Every yid. To love everybody. How many of us could say that? Mamish Ava. But Moshe explains, where could that come from? How could it be? But he's so different than me. And I see this, and he's mamash, he's a bal taiva on the highest of levels. And he's nothing like me. And I'm supposed to love him, kamocha, like myself, really? But Moshe says something so beautiful. You know, maybe the most quoted Tanya at this table, there's a couple, but up there is definitely the Tanya, and others say there, Reb Chai says this, but I love it from the Tanya, that explains what our neshama is. I think one of the most important ideas in Yiddishkeit is this Tanya. And that is that every one of us has a neshama within us. Every one of us has a soul within us. And that neshama is chelek eloka mimal mamish. We have to believe that. Our neshama, you and I have within ourselves, part and parcel of God. We have godliness inside us. By the way, when you believe that within yourself, it's the most uplifting idea in the world because it makes life limitless in a certain sense. It gives us the ability to accomplish everything we want. And when we start to doubt ourselves, remind ourselves, I got God within me. I could do it. You think I can't finish a Masech? I have the Rebbeinu Shel within me. I can't daven Kavanah of the Rebbeinu. You can't. You've struggled Shemir Sinayim for, and you haven't been able to do it. Wait a minute, but I have a Chelik Alakami Mal Mamish inside me. Of course you can. Just uncover it. Just believe in it. It's not even uncomfort. Just believe in it. So, but look at this. That's when you understand that it's so important to think about it within oneself. But if you believe that chelik al-kamimal is in yourself, that means it's in Yenim as well. That means the Eibishter is in this Yid and that Yid. Every Yid that I touch, every Yid that I come in contact with, has a chelik al-kami mamamish inside him. So maybe on the outside, he's a Baal Taiva, and maybe on the outside, he's not learning as much as you think he should, or not Dao. Whatever, maybe he's not. You know why you have to be Mekayim after the Chakmocha, the Ber Moshe explains? You know, not why, but how? When you focus and realize that person, he's a chelik al-ka. He's a part of God. He has a part of God within him. How can you not love him? And therefore, he's kamolcha. You know what he says to Ber Moshe? It's such an ingenious reading of this pasuk. Pasuk pshat, we always learned our whole life, what does that mean? You always thought, I always thought, love your friend like yourself. I'm supposed to love my friend as much as I love myself. Is that really even possible? Let's be real. Maybe it's your best friends in the world. You know, I have a friend, Mamish, my best, I have a very, very special friend. This isn't to belittle any of my other friends, but I have one friend, is my best friend in the world. He's like a brother. He's closer than a brother. Shlomo Kaufman. I've spoken about him before. You know what does he have, a best friend in the world? A best friend in the world. I make a vart last night. And a vart, Emma says it was beautiful, it was special, and it was incredible. And for the Chassan and Kala, they're so special. But like, I'll be honest, you know, I'll admit, I'm not like a, you know, vorts, Baruch Hashem, I go to a lot, but like, the night you get engaged, it's a l'chaim, you got engaged that night, it's awesome. By the time you get to the vort, you spoke to everybody already, you saw half the people already, like, what are you celebrating at that point? Like, let's be real. You know, the night you get engaged, that night, in Simcha Kasar Svechos, it's awesome, it's like incredible, it's... And, Mamish, my son's a chayim in our soul. The night he got engaged, some of the chevra was there. It was bigger than anything. Most chasanas don't have as much tansin. But it was emes. It was real incredible simcha. He had about 600 friends. I don't know where they came. I think all of our soul, like, and he had his chevra is like great. He has one friend who's incredible on the keyboard. Another. Ezra Leo and his friend Eli Dax, who whoever knows from Waterbury sings, is beautiful. And they rocked the house for like 3 hours straight. Much more dancing than most chasanas. And didn't stop for a second. Like literally. There was like 4 circles going on, like big ones. Like it was... And then 3 weeks later, let's celebrate what? Like, you know? No, okay, Baruch Hashem, not everybody was there. By the way... But it was beautiful. It was beautiful. My future is future. Kyle's parents made a beautiful vart. It was very beautiful, and the whole simcha. You felt the simcha. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Where was I going with this? Why are we talking about this? Here we go. So my best friend from the time we're in high school, we were chavrusas for years. Until he left me to go to Yale Medical School. And but he's like my brother. So yesterday, I come home after I'm in yeshiva, and I teach my last halacha class till about 4:30. And we're supposed to be by the chayim, 6-ish, 6:15 to take pictures already. So I come home, I shave. I shaved, don't ask. You know, it was like things were busy in this, I wasn't paying attention. And the clip was on like the by accident, on like the whatever it was, I like basically the shortest of hat. But okay, Baruch Hashem, it's fine. And I'm about to get in the shower, and my son, the chassid, he screams down, Tati, you gotta come down right now. I'm like, what is going on? Who knows, you know? And I come down, and it's about 5 o'clock, and who's at my door? Shlomo Kaufman. Now, Shlomo Kaufman lives in Cleveland. But we had a vart. I just said what I think of art, right? But it's a simcha. But Emma says it was beautiful and awesome, and we're celebrating the chassid and kala. He wouldn't miss it, so he flew in, got here at 5. We spent time. We had this chassid and learned to prepare this shiur together a little bit. He came to the vart by 8:30. Had to leave the vart to catch his flight back. Came in for a few hours just to be by the vart. How about you should have friends like this? You should have close friends like this. You should know what close friends are. So the close friend like that, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. To Shlomo, I could say I love him like I love myself, mamish. But like most people, you could say v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. So the Ber Moshe gives a whole different pshat. The Ber Moshe says v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Love your friend, you know why? He is kamocha, he's just like you. Meaning, your greatness and who you are is your chelek olakam yamal mamish. Is your part and parcel of God that's within you. He's kamocha, he's just like you. He's also got chelek olakam yamal mamish in it. He's got the Ribbono Shel in him as well. Look for that in other people. Look for the neshama. Look beyond the guf. And when you look beyond the guf, you look for the neshama. How can you not love every Jew? This is mamish Torah Reish Pei Beis. I'm sure the Chevra has learned Torah Reish Pei Beis. But it's Kodesh Kedoshim. Rav Nachman just takes it to the next level. What we can gain from that, besides from being Mekayim after Echa Kamocha. It's never a bad time to chazer Torah Reish Pei Beis.
It's long.
We're not going to do that. We're just going to read the first few lines. It's Kedai to read the whole thing, always. It's Kedai to learn it every day, actually. Because the first part is about understanding others. The second part is about understanding yourself. A lot of people don't get to the second part. The second part is godless. This is not just a Yosef Karduner song. This is Torah Hashem. Well, it's hard when you read the Torah not to start singing the Karduner, but... Da, you have to know. Ki tzarech ladun et kol adam lekaf zchus. You have to judge every single person favorably. What does that mean? Vafilu mishu rasha gamar. Even someone who you look at, you perceive as a rasha gamar, as a complete rasha. Not a nice person, full of taiva. Tzarech lechapes v'limsobo eza ma'atov. You have to search and find the little good. We're rephrasing now a little bit. The chelek aloka. Sheba'oso ha'mat, because in that ma'at, in that chelek aloka mimal, ain't no rasha. That person's not a rasha. And when that's what you focus on, and you're down the kafschus, you'll actually lift him up. And he'll be able to go chos b'tshuva because he'll start to look at himself like that as well. Labeling has a strong effect on an individual. When you label someone as someone who's has inabilities and disabilities, they start to look at themselves, and that's what I'm going to focus on. But when you label the greatness in a person, you see the tzidkus in a person, that's what they focus on. And they rise up to the challenge. So we're saying for the Ber Moshe, that's how you're Mekayim V'Avdei Yecha Kamocha. I'm saying maybe that's Pshad and Lekutim Aran as well. Lekutim Aran says it a little differently. But maybe that's what he's saying as well. Look for the good. And that's how you'll love every single Jew, and that's how you'll lift up every single Jew. You know, the person that we've learned about, and we've heard about, and we've read about, that encompasses this more than maybe anybody else, was Reb Shlomo Karbach, Zecher Tzadik HaShbracha. If you haven't yet, you have a Chiv Gomer to just read through Holy Brother. And that's the biggest safer in the world to be Mekayim, what we're learning about tonight here. And to prepare to be a chassan, to prepare to be, forget about a chassan, to be a person. I don't even know, again, a chassan is very much on my mind these days, but this whole shir is just to be a person. It's said that this shir has to be given. It's said that this shir has to be given, but it does. This is a famous story that I've shared before, but it's the story of constantly needs chazar. I think about the story at least once a week. I won't say every day. But most days. That's true. Rav Shlomo Karbach, he used to give a shiur in the diamond district to the top diamond dealers, 47th Street. And one day at the end of the shiur, one of the diamond dealers said to him, Rav Shlomo, you know, your mom is a big Talmud Chacham. Rav Shlomo learned in Lakewood. Rav Aaron Cutler, he had smicha from Aaron Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler one time called Rav Moshe and said, we have the next Gadol Dar right here, talking about Shlomo Karbach. Instead, he left Lakewood and he said, I have to go into Kirov because after the Holocaust and assimilation, and that he devoted his life to be Makarev, thousand Jews. So he went to the Lubavitch Rebbe Zecher Tzadik HaShbracha and learned Kirov, and he left Lakewood. So one of them asked, he's such a Talmud Chacham, one of the diamond dealers says, why do you spend so much time with like the lowest members of society? You're always with the faceless, the homeless, in the jail cells. What are you doing? You want to hear about after Lecha Kamocha, I guess? Listen to what Rav Shlomo says back. Rav Shlomo says, you're a diamond dealer, right? Let's say I show you $1 million diamond. $1 million diamond. You'd know it's $1 million diamond? Like, of course, it's my life, it's my business. What, are you kidding me? What about when it's right out of the mine? And it's dirty, and it's disgusting, and it hasn't been shined yet, it hasn't been carved yet, it hasn't been... Time deal looks at him, what, yeah, this is my life. I see beyond the dirt. I see the diamonds in the rough. I see the diamonds within. Shlomo says, I'm also a diamond dealer. But I deal with diamonds called the neshama. And you might see this individual and you see their exterior and you see their darkness and you see their averus and you see their taivas. I see beyond. I see the chelik elokam yamal mamish inside. I see the neshama. I see the diamond. I think you understand why I spend my time with the people I do. V'ahavta l'reicha kamochas kamocha, because he's just like you. He's got the same diamond with him. He's got the same neshama. So he's any different? You're not going to love him? But listen to what the Ber Moshe says. Let's take it to the next step. Chev, are you ready for this? Because that's Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah, but we do have to get to Torah as well. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha doesn't end there. Where does V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha end? What are the last words in the pasuk, Chevra? That's not where the pasuk ends. That's what we sing about. That's what Uncle Moshe used to sing about. That's what Yeshiva Boys Choir sings about. They left out the last two words of the pasuk. I've never heard it in a song with the last two words. I don't know, they're missing it. Maybe someone here has. We got to talk to Yishai to write a song with the last two words. It's time. You know what? What are the last two words? Chever know? Chever doesn't even know. Parshas Kedoshim, Chever. Do Bimaver Sedra. Ani Hashem. Ani Yud Kevoke. Ani Hashem. No, no. That's not there. No.
It's close.
Shemi Rachim.
He knows the song.
I'll tell you something. You know, there's a lot. I'm not going to get into it right now. Don't worry. But there's been a lot of hack over the last few weeks. We could talk about it after Shir, not for the recording, because I'm even yavin. But there's been a lot of hack over the last few weeks about the educational world and system. And I'm even yavin. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. I finally listened to the Shir, so we could talk. A lot of people have been asking me what my thoughts are, and I wouldn't give any comment because I didn't listen to the Shir. And I finally listened to the Shir, so we could talk after Shir if you want. But I'll tell you something. Our educational system, forget about all that hack, and forget about... I'm even young, we don't have to even say names or anything. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Forget about all that. And I'm part of the educational system. Our educational system stinks. Because we know nothing. Forget about knowing the Rabbon Shalom. I mean, not forget. You know that's all that I'm about, and there's nothing more important. But now, we don't just not know the Rabbon Shalom. We don't know anything. It's so sad. We graduate high school, and we know nothing. We went through 8 years of elementary school, 4 years of high school. What is going on? It's mamish. It's so sad. Our parents spend, like, you think about those chvestish, you know, years through high school. And 13 years of schooling, whatever it is, you're talking about like $250,000. And how many people know much more than a second grader? Like, it's really scary. It's really scary. There's a big, we gotta like flip it all around. I'm part of it. I'm not differentiating Shivish world, modern Orthodox world. I'm just talking like MS. I'm sure there are people that know things, don't get me wrong. But like, there's so little. Compared to what we should know. You know, I never forget, I've told this story, but this is not the right system either, but I'll never forget a few years ago when I was sitting at the Kaisel. Sitting at the Kaisel on a 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday. And it was Bar Mitzvah day. And some of the Chilonim were coming to have their Shachris Bar Mitzvah at 2 in the afternoon. Baruch Hashem, beautiful, man. And these two men in their 40s come over to me with the kotel cardboard yarmulkes. I'm sitting in the middle learning some Gemara. Remember, I was learning Yevamos. And they ask me if they can ask me a question, and they point to the kotel and they say, Mazeh hakir hazeh? What's this wall over here? What's this wall? Seriously? These are 40-year-old Israelis that never left Eretz Yisrael. They don't know what the kotel is. Mamash has said. But listen, So I start to explain to them, there's a wall outside of Har HaBayis, where the base of Migdash was, and the one of them who asked said to the other, see, I told you it's not, I'll just tell you in English now, but they, see, I told you it's not the wall of the old city. So I figure I have to take some, the opportunity to try to mechazek these yidden. So I happened to just be learning, it came up the sugya, as Shapsoise Tishmoro, Mikdashai Tiro, and the Gemara says, just like Shabbos is forever, so too the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash is forever. And I said, oh, I'll use this and give them a little chizik through that about the holiness of this spot that's still Kadosh, and through that maybe a little bit of chizik of Shabbos. You never know, I said it. So I start to quote the Pasuk as Shabbos. Tishmoru. The same guy who pointed at Koto and asked what it was finishes the Pasuk Baal Peh. Finishes the Pasuk Baal Peh. What's Pshat? In Eretz Yisrael, they took Tanakh very, very serious. And very seriously, they mamish learned it well. So this guy, even though he's a Chiloni, and he's a secular Jew, sadly, and Mirta Shem by now, I'm sure he's from with pays and a beard, but then he wasn't. And Lemaisa, he learned well what they were learning. Again, they were missing the neshama. It was a gufbali neshama. Anyways, v'haftarecha kamocha. Ani Hashem. V'haftarecha kamocha ends Ani Hashem. You know why? Because the Ber Moshe explains. V'haftarecha kamocha is the first step. It's the derech eretz, and that's what it is to be a person. But then that will lead me to Ani Hashem as well, to connect Hashem. How so? Listen to how the Ber Moshe says it. I'm mamish. I never thought of this machshav in my life before I saw this Ber Moshe. So beautiful. He says, if you start to appreciate every person because of the chelek alakam imam mamamish in the person, because he's kamocha, he's just like you, how can you not then come to stop and say, if I respect and care about every person because of the chelek of Hashem, how much more so do I have to love the entirety and love Hashem? How much more so do I have to think about Hashem in my life? How much more so do I have to respect Hashem? How much more so does Hashem have to be part of my life? So v'havdarecha kamocha comes to Ani Hashem. Through that, I come to Hashem. And maybe that's pshat in the famous Gemara in Shabbos. What's the famous Gemara in Shabbos say? The famous guy comes to Hillel and he says, "Nu, I want you to be miskar me al regal achas," basically, teach me kol atar kula al regal achas. Can you teach me kol atar kula al regal achas? What does he say? The flip side, but don't do your friend what you wouldn't want done to yourself. Shkoyach, that's all of Torah. That's all of Torah. The emes is, once you are mekayim that yisod, because of kamocha, because you see the chelek ka, you'll come to everything else, because you'll come to appreciate, love, and respect, of course, Hashem, even more so. So v'hafta lecha kamocha leads to v'hafta as Hashem lokecha. It happens to be, by the way, you can't make this one up, it's incredible. If you take the gematria, Vahavta L'Reicha Kamocha Ani Hashem, it's gematria 907, exactly gematria, Vahavta Es Hashem L'Kach. Vahavta L'Reicha Kamocha Ani Hashem will then lead to Vahavta Es Hashem L'Kach. It's exact same gematria. I saw that somewhere years ago, I don't remember where. It's not my own. I had to rebuild it and remember exactly how it was said. But that's our avodah. Chaver, of course, our first avodah is to be the nicest people in the world and to care for others and to give for others and to be grateful when another person does for you and look to be doers. But then I have to come to Ani Hashem as well. Then I have to appreciate Hashem in its entirety. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel, tells us, "Hakol bidei Shemayim, chutz miyiras Hashemayim." Hakol bidei Shemayim, chutz miyiras Hashemayim. The Ber Moshe learns it in the following way. You know what I mean? Everything's from Hashem. Hashem gives us everything except from yiras Shemayim. Yiras is in Lashon not just fear but riya, to see. Shemayim is a representation of the Eibishter. Hardest thing in the world is to really see the Ribbon Hashem. The hardest thing in the world is to really feel the Ribbon Hashem, to be one with the Ribbon Hashem. Hakol b'idei Shemayim, everything else comes from Hashem. To really see Hashem, to really sense Him in our life takes work. It takes steps. It takes avodah. That's why the Gemara in Sota tells us by the Tcheles, that the Tcheles is Dom Eliyam and Dom Elirikia and Dom Elikisei Kavod. What's that saying? To get to the Kisei Kavod, to get to Hashem, it takes steps. It takes avodah. So what's our avodah? We have a new way. We have a new avodah. You want to get close to Hashem? First, care for others and put others above yourself. Through the v'hafnirecha kamocha, if thought about in such a way that you have kamocha because of the chelik al kamim al mamish, how can you not come to love Hashem even more so? And think about Hashem every moment of your life. Chaver the Hilgeber Moshe says, this is b'derech drush, the beginning of this week's parasha. V'yigash elav Yehuda. And all the mefarshim say, there's a agash elosh and tefillah. And on a deeper pshat, all of this is Yehuda getting close to Hashem as well. Vayomer bi Adoni yedaber no avdecha. All of it is a conversation with the Rabbonu Shalom simultaneously, in a deeper sense. It reminds us of Megillas Esther, where all the Hamelech is really the Eibishter as well. So too here, vayigash elav Yehuda. Yehuda is connecting to Hashem and beseeching Hashem. Al yicher apcha beavdecha. Eibishter. So Vayigash elav Yehuda. Yehuda is trying to get close to Hashem, to Him, to the Eibishter. Hagasha, as close as could be. Be Adoni, please, my master, want to get close to you. Yedaber na avdecha, daber baznei Adoni, vayichar apcha b'avdecha. I want to speak to you, I want you not to be angry. How am I going to get there? Listen to what the Ber Moshe says. What's the next words in the pasuk? Ki kamocha. Ki kamocha kepara. Ki kamocha. When I have kamocha, when I have v'haftil recha kamocha, when I embody and I'm the individual who loves every Jew because he's kamocha, he's just like you, then by Yigesh Alav Yehuda, then we'll also get close to the Eibishter. When it's ki kamocha. You know what then will happen? We'll be kepara. Will be kepara. What does that mean? The Ber Moshe says kepara is lashon and perua. It's going to all be revealed. It's going to all be open. We're going to see our relationship with others is going to be so clear. Our relationship with Hashem is going to be so clear. But kepara, paro, is gematria 355, which is exactly gematria besimcha. You know what's going to happen? I believe a little asafa to the Ber Moshe. You know what's going to happen when you embody v'hatrecha kamocha. When you love every person and you give to every person and you're mevatel for other people, you'll come to Vayigesh Elav Yehuda. When you have V'Avdarech Kamocha and Hashem, you come to V'Avdarech Kamocha. But you know what happens when you have both of those? Kaparo, it's going to be Gematria B'Simcha. You're going to have the biggest Simcha in the world. Because you have it all. So Bez Hashem is Baruch, we should be Zoicha. We should be Zoicha to give of ourselves. Zoicha to be a person, to put others above ourselves. As we do that, if we have trouble with it, to envision and know that every year is a chelik ol kamim al mamish. Every year is part and parcel of Hashem. And when we start to give of ourselves to others, how could we not then decide, wow, if I'm giving to others because they're a chelik ol ka, I definitely have to give to the chelik ol ka himself. And then we'll be zoicha to the biggest simcha. We'll be zoicha to the biggest simcha in the world. And mir tashem then to the ultimate revelation of the ol ka. Revelation of Gula Shleim with Mashiach Hakeinu with Gula Shleim of Meherah B'Aminu. Amen. Amen.